This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Despite recent rain showers, the region of Queens is still struggling with low water levels in its Town Lake Reservoir. On Wednesday, it continued voluntary water conservation measures that have been in place for a month. The region is asking its 1,200 customers in Liverpool and Brooklyn to use less water. Almost 47 millimeters of rain has fallen in the area in the past week, according to Environment Canada. But in an update on its Facebook page on Thursday, the region said that water levels continue to drop. Mayor Scott Christian said that the region is investigating alternative water sources to deal with future shortages because of climate change.
If that means accessing, you know, like the Herring Cove watershed and drawing water down from Nickerson's Pond, you know, that could potentially be something in the future. But you're talking about multi-million dollar infrastructure investment to stand up what would be a secondary water utility or source for the water utility.
That watershed used to supply water to the old Bowater Mersey Mill and some residents in Brooklyn. He said municipal officials are considering that as a source for non-potable water for people with dry wells.
It was dammed. There's no draw on it. So there's a significant amount of water there. And my understanding is that when it was in its full operation with Bowater, it consumed, you know, in excess of 6 million gallons per day drawn from that water source. So clearly it's a very strong watershed.
Christian said that at their meeting next week, councillors will consider a proposal for low interest or no interest loans for people needing drilled wells. The municipality of the District of Lunenburg has a program like that, and Christian said it's been so popular that there's a backlog of about 60 properties on a wait list.
So we know that there are pain points there, and that it also adds to the overall debt load, you know, a property owner. So it's not a magic bullet, but we're exploring that that channel.
In the meantime, though, he said the municipality needs to fix the leaks and water loss in the system due to old infrastructure. In documents filed with their application for a water rate increase, the region says its water utility lost 69.1% of its water in 2024 through leaks in the system. Christian said the $21 million project to extend and upgrade water and wastewater services to the Mount Pleasant area of Liverpool will help address that.
We know that we need to stop losing so much water. So the long-term solution to ensuring that the water utility is viable and sustainable is making the upgrades to the existing infrastructure so that we're not losing so much water.
Christian said the current Town Lake Reservoir is a reliable one.
We're really fortunate with the watershed that we have. And I think that's reflected in the fact that we actually didn't issue a conservation order on our water utility it was quite a bit later coming from us than it was to a lot of our adjacent municipalities.
He said the municipality will work with the provincial and federal governments to create a more reliable water supply, especially if droughts continue due to climate change. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.